For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. Insurance companies are still in the midst of settling claims from Hurricane Harvey. Now they must prepare for possibly an even bigger impact from Irma. The insurers may have gotten off lightly in last year's quiet hurricane season, not so much in 2017.
Certainly when you're confronted with two big hurricanes back to back, it's all about preparation.
John Kinney is the chief claims officer for the Hartford. He says he's pulling in claims specialists from as many as 30 states to help in this effort. Currently, he's staging a team in Alabama to await possible deployment into Florida if Irma makes landfall. But he says in recent years, there are ways in which his job has gotten easier.
To be honest with you, we started thinking about Irma 7 days ago. And I would say 5 years ago, I don't think I could have done that.
What's made the difference is the availability of data, lots and lots of data, and the ability to analyze it.
It starts with knowing where you have insurance policies and, you know, being able to determine, they use this geocode, where you have the risk, and then layer in things like flood maps and elevation, and then be able to very meticulously plan the various paths the storms are taking, and then start to model against that probabilities of claim.
The Hartford has a focus on small business. It's advising businesses in Florida to use the cloud to store financial data, customer contacts, and vital documents like insurance policies. Having that available will help them get back on their feet more quickly. But the Hartford's Lynn LeGram warns even businesses far away from Irma's path may still feel the effects.
If you think about a small business owner, even in Connecticut, our home state, who may rely on businesses in Florida, say, for critical supplies to run their business, those Connecticut businesses could be impacted as well.
Irma could make landfall in Florida early Sunday. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.